Thousands of voters are expected to cast a ballot before polls close at 8 o'clock tonight. Maryland has more than 3.5 million registered voters.
Well, watching very closely how things are actually going is Maryland's Elections Administrator, Jared DeMarinis, who joins us now live. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Administrator. Right off the top, how are things going and how would you characterize how things are going today on this election day?
Well, thanks, Ann. Things are going quite well. The election judge, you know, we're highly trained. They're very efficient. They're moving voters in and out of the polling places with great efficiency. No reported of lines right now, which I probably shouldn't have said because I'm a superstitious person. So I still have 4.5 hours left on that front. But right now, things are going as well as planned.
As of a few weeks ago, there were close to 500,000 registered voters who opted for mail-in ballots. Where did that figure land? And talk a bit about the process of counting those ballots when it comes to getting in all the returns tonight.
Sure. Thanks, Brandon. So we've mailed out close to 600,000 mail-in ballots. Right now, we've received approximately, you know, half of them back. The counting was done before Election Day. The General Assembly had passed a law allowing us to count early, which we took advantage of, and we have over 139,000 ballots canvassed already mail-in ballots.
Okay, and as those returns start to come in the least complicated fashion, if you can, explain for our voters how this actually works and what the timing is of this. We know the polls close at 8, but then can we see some of these returns right away? How likely is it that we will see these things come in?
Sure. So at the end of the day, once all the polls are closed, what we'll release in the first batch will be all the early voting results, which was about 150,000 voters, as well as the 139,000 mail-in ballots that were canvassed. So that would be the first batch. And then as the election night results trickle in from the counties, we'll release those on our website throughout the night. So you're going to have a large majority of the votes will be counted. For your purposes, and I know everyone wants to go to bed knowing who won and who lost, that all depends on how close these races are. And if the polls are accurate the way they are, these might not be decided tonight. And the next canvass for mail-in ballots that are outstanding starts on Thursday at 10 o'clock.
There are new laws in place in Maryland to protect election judges. Tell us a bit why those new laws were needed and how they work.
So I just wanted to thank Governor Moore, Speaker Jones, and President Ferguson for help shepherding that bill through. It was a great boost of confidence that they appreciated all the work that election officials and judges do, making sure that they can do their job without the fear of being harassed on social media or doxxed in any sort of way that would, intimidate them. So, having that they respect and value the work that we do is, immeasurable. And the election judges felt that was a great boost in them wanting to return as well. So, nationally, we saw a trend that people were either not becoming election officials or election judges, and Maryland did not want to see those trends happen here and took action immediately. And I commend the officers and the governor for that.
We appreciate your time. We know you have a busy schedule. Maryland Elections Administrator Jared DeMarinis. Keep it here on WTOP all afternoon and evening for primary election coverage. Then don't forget, stick around after the polls close at 8. We'll have all the returns as they start to come in. We have a team of reporters out covering those campaigns this evening. You can also get a voter's guide and see results. We'll have them for you at WTOP.com.